there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions, and welcome to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was The Four Tops, and this is Sugar Pie DeSanto.
I've got all that go-go power. I'm gonna kick off my shoes and shoes and dance. Don't get up from my seat.
strong argument to be made for just playing that for 2 hours. That was Sugar Pie DeSanto, Go Go Power, as suggested by Sheepnik, so thank you very much, Sheepnik, for that. We opened up this week with, of course, the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, brackets, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch from 1967, as suggested by Cara and Art McCray, so thank you very much to the both of you for that fantastic suggestion. Sugar Pie, you see, on both accounts, because this is the playlist, the show where every week there is a theme and we sort of choose tunes roughly related to that theme. And this week, that theme, for every week there must be a theme, is pudding. Or pudding, if you're speaking properly. Or dessert, if you're one of those kind of people. So yeah, 2 hours of tunes about desserts and puddings and such. Although not necessarily all desserts. I'll come back to that later on. This next one, suggested by Real Ale Rocks, is a track that I really didn't like very much back in the day. However, I'm older and less stupid now. This is Shanks and Bigfoot.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Shake, 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 shake
Gale. Do you remember the... Okay, fine. Yes, that was Michelle Gale. Do you remember her being in EastEnders? Well, she was. Also, I just learned by looking up on Wikipedia, because, you know, it's the best website. She almost represented the UK for Eurovision 2008. She lost out to Andy Abraham. Today, I was reminded that Andy Abraham represented the UK in Eurovision. So there you go. 2008, glorious times. I wasn't watching it and getting incredibly drunk at the time, so I have no memory of any of it. So anyway, thank you very much to Ben Gray for suggesting Michelle Gale from 1994. Good Lord, I'm so old. Ahead of that, Shanks and Bigfoot, Sweet Like Chocolate, as suggested by Real Ale Rocks. Yeah, I wasn't big into that. I was 17, 18 when that came out, so I was very, very stupid. Although that was a different mix to the one that was played all over the radio. That was a really nice mix. I enjoyed that. So, yeah, thank you very much, Real Ale Rocks, for that suggestion. So, yes, this is the playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is desserts, or pudding, actually. But, yeah, mostly it's around the desserts thing. Including this next one, which was suggested by Alice McAlicepants and Julian Lawson. And I'm glad they suggested this, because I've not heard it in ages. So sit back and enjoy the Sneaker Pimps.
Thank you. this is Jarvis Cocker, and when I'm not spending my time making babies, or living like common people, I definitely listen to the playlist.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Playlist.
Another day to open the door. A few mistakes on the way, I think I'll make me some more. And I got plans to rearrange. I'm behind bars and need help to escape. I started running, the guards are coming. Just trying to be a better man. The wall is facing me, bullets are chasing me. Just trying to be a better man.
and I will bleed before I start to give in. I'm gonna make it if I can. I'm gonna make it if I can. A better man. A better man. Here we go now.
I grabbed a spoon and I started to dig into the wall. It may be slow, but this is how I'm gonna get out of my cell. And I got plans to rearrange. I'm behind bars and need help to escape.
I started running, the gods are coming, just trying to be a better man. The wall is facing me, bullets are chasing me, just trying to be a better man. And I will bleed before I start to give in. I'm gonna make it if I can. I'm gonna make it if I can. A better man. A better man.
Sat beside the road all along to take a break and then come home. Sat beside the road all along to take a break and then.
Started running, the gods are coming, just trying to be a better man. The wall is facing me, bullets are chasing me, just trying to be a better man. And I will bleed before I start to give in. I'm gonna make it if I can. I'm gonna make it if I can.
A better man. A better man.
Here we go now. Dum ba dum, dum ba da da da, 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 dum.
Wasn't that jolly? That was Lady Danville with Spoon, and that one was suggested by Mrs. Dodds, so thank you very much, Mrs. Dodds. Again, I assume you have a name, but it doesn't matter for these purposes, I guess. Yeah, that was really lovely. I wasn't completely unaware of Lady Danville until now, but that came out in 2013, so that's basically a new track in these houses. Ahead of that was, of course, the mighty, mighty KLF with Tammy Wynette with Justified and Ancient. Why was that chosen? Because they drive an ice cream van. That was suggested by Pete, so thank you very much, Pete, who, by the way, has climbed into my bed. It's a shame that I couldn't play this one in full, properly, because it's lovely. It's Lemon Jelly with Staunton Lick. Jelly, of course, lemon flavoured no less. So thank you very much to Pete for those suggestions. Ahead of that was Sneaker Pimp's Spin Spin Sugar from 1996, good lord. That was suggested by Alice and Julian, so thank you very much to the pair of you for that fantastic selection. Suggestion no less. Yeah, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and if you've just joined us, then thank you very much for doing so. Our theme this week is pudding, and all of the tracks are vaguely related to the notion of pudding one way or the other, including this next one, suggested by Mr. Andrew D. This is The Temper Trap.
Ah! wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again. And past your door. But you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. And now you disappeared somewhere. I got a space. You found some better place. And I miss you.
Like the deserts miss the rain.
And I miss you.
Both Swisslet and Ben Gray for jumping through enormous hoops to both make the same joke about missing you, like the desserts miss the rain. And a dessert is another name for a pudding. That was Everything But the Girl, Missing, the Todd Terry remix, as is tradition. Though Rollo has just pointed out in the chat that a better link to the theme is Todd Terry, as in Terry's Chocolate Orange. So congratulations, Rollo, for coming up with a better way to shoehorn that track in. Oh dear. Thank you very much to Swisslet and Ben for that suggestion. That was lovely. It's always nice to hear that tune. Ahead of that was the Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition. Sweet, you see, from 2009, suggested by Mr. Andrew D. Thank you very much for that. I love that tune so much. And that one went down very well in the chat as well. So thank you, Andrew, for that. Oh man, good memories connected to that tune. Very good memories. And this next one, actually, I don't have good memories of this track at the time, largely because I was 5 when it came out. But it's featured quite heavily in a game that we played over the weekend called Mixtape, which I heartily recommend everybody go out and play. It'll only take you about 4 hours to get through at most, but it is well worth the asking price. It's about 15 quid, I think, on Steam at the minute. But it's all about music and being a late teenager leaving school in the late 90s. And I'm absolutely 100% target market for it, but it's really good, really good. So go and check it out, Mixtape. Anyway, one of the chapters of the game features this tune, and in fact is around this tune. This, suggested by CC Ferry, is the Jesus and Mary chain, Just Like Honey. Oh, excuse me, I don't know what's going on with my voice this week. That was the most unusual cover of a Beatles song that I've heard in a while. That was the Pixies with, with Wild Honey Pie. That was from a Peel session recorded in, I want to say it was recorded in 98, I think it was. Well, the Pixies at the BBC came out in 1998, so it was recorded at some point prior to that, because that's how time works. This is The Playlist, I'm Darren, and that one was suggested by a fresh Jeffrey here on the show. So, congratulations to me, JC, for that suggestion. Welcome along, fresh meat. Yes, thank you very much for that suggestion. Pixies, Wild Honey Pie. Ahead of that, the Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey, from 1985. If I was 10 years older, I think I'd have been banging into the Jesus and Mary Chain. And My Bloody Valentine. But sadly, they weren't really on my radar when I was a teenager, so I didn't really pick up on them until later on. And it was kind of too late, because there was loads of other stuff to listen to. So I do go back and try and pick up on them a bit, because they are very good. Yes, very nice, very enjoyable. So thank you very much to CC Ferry for the Jesus and Mary Chain suggestion. This next one, there were two tracks suggested by this artist. Another one suggested by a fresh Jeffrey, but I decided to go with this one because I played the other one not recently, if that makes any sense. Anyway, doesn't make any sense, but this, as suggested by Aaron, is Cake with I Will Survive. Two covers in a row, in fact. Should make a theme out of that, really. Nah.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Of my broken heart. And I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. And you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. the one who tried to break me with desire. Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
Celebrated for its excellence.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. Not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. Not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay,
but it's all gonna be alright.
That was Jelly Roll, I'm Not Okay. Jelly, you see, as suggested by Lost Tourist. That was really nice. Ahead of that, Cake and their cover of I Will Survive, suggested by Aaron. And that one went down very well in the chat, so thank you, Aaron, for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway, who suggests that maybe it's not actually about this particular dessert. But I'm willing to sit back and accept that it's about Ice Cream Man. This is Ray.
So this producer hit me up on a DM. He told me, hey, I really like what you are doing. He told me, come on to the studio, let's cook it. He told me, come to catch a vibe and make some music. But when I got there, should have heard what he was saying. Trying to touch me, trying to fuck me, I'm not playing. I should have left that place as soon as I walked in it. How goddamn dare you do that to me, really? Coming like the ice cream man, till I felt his ice cold hands. And how I pay the price now, damn, goddamn, no, goddamn. Everything you did, it left me in a ruin. And no, I didn't say a word, I guess that proves it. I'm a woman, oh yes. Cause I'm a woman, I'm a very fucking brave, strong woman. And I'll be damned if I let a man ruin how I walk, how I talk, how I do it. Man, I've been broken for a moment, I've been through it. It's even harder to be brave alone. Was a girl, now I'm grown, I'm a woman. A very fucking strong woman. And I was 7, was 21, was 17 and was 11. It took a while to understand what my consent means. If I was ruthless, they'd be in the penitentiary. But all the stress of being honest wouldn't help me. I pushed it down, but it was living in me rent free. And then I fell into some things that were unhealthy. A place where no one heard me, asking them to help me. Coming like the ice cream man, till I felt his ice cold hands. And how I paid a price now, damn, goddamn. Everything you did, it left me in a ruin. And no, I didn't say a word, I guess that proves it. I'm a woman. Cause I'm a woman, I'm a very fucking brave, strong woman. And I'll be damned if I let a man ruin how I walk, how I talk, how I do it. Man, I've been broken for a moment, I've been through it. It's even harder to be brave alone. I was a girl, now I'm grown, I'm a woman. A very fucking strong woman. I wish I could say how I feel, how I felt, and explain why I'm silently blaming myself. Cause I put on these faces pretending I'm fine, then I go to the bathroom and I press rewind in my head. Always going round and round in my head. Your fingerprint stuck a stain on my skin. You made me frame myself for your sin. You pathetic dead excuse of a man.
Sitting out on the playlist. precious jewel, and he crowns me with his love. My love, he is rich like caramel, and he moves me from above. He sees me with tiger eyes, and that's where I make my home. His heart is a shield which protects me from the vilest foe. He smiles an elixir which heals the wounds of my darkest tears. When my love is quiet, I consider him, and he drives away my fears. My love, he reveals himself with tenderness and grace. My love has constructed with his arms for me the safest place. His laughter destroys my doubts and lifts me up so high. His voice, it is soothing like a warm breeze on a summer night. When he envelops me, I give myself to him, and my soul takes flight.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Second there, because Wonderful. I've been looking forward to that for the last 10 minutes since I queued it up. Anyway, you have just heard Bloody Wood with Tadka, as suggested by Moth Ninja. My Hindi / Punjabi is not great, so I'm not entirely sure how that connects to the theme of pudding, but I'm willing to accept it nonetheless because it's a banger. Ahead of that, Baby Metal, Gimme Chocolate from 2015, as suggested by Steph, so thank you very much, Steph. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. This is a very short bit, by the way. It's a silent bit at the end of it, annoyingly. I should have edited that out. Anyway, what are you going to do? This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Our theme this week is pudding. If you've just joined us, why? Answers on a postcard. This next one. Oh, and ahead of the top of the hour, you heard John Grant with Caramel, as suggested by Nikki Quote. And ahead of that was Ray with Ice Cream Man, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. Go and check out Ray. She's very, very good. That is all I have to say about that. This next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer and was name-checked about 25 minutes ago. This is My Bloody Valentine.
That's nice. Some say I am the beast. Some say I'm a man. Some say I am a beast. Some say that they've seen me. Some say I don't exist. Oh, but I do.
As suggested by Steve199, that was Sam Apple Pie with Tiger Man from 1969, and that was great fun. Thank you very much, Steve, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was My Bloody Valentine with Summer Sunday Smile, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you for that. This next one was suggested by Giflian and has some extraordinarily good production. Put your good headphones on and enjoy this one. This is really nice. This is Art De Echo with Honeycomb.
And the only prescription is
the Playlist. Es war einmal in einem kleinen Städtchen, da lebte ein Mädchen namens Barbara. Und diese Barbara war im ganzen Land für ihren abartig guten Rhabarberkuchen bekannt.
Ja, man konnte sagen, dass Barbaras Rhabarberkuchen ohne Wenn und Aber gar eine geradezu magische Erfahrung war. Abracadabra!
Ja, dieser Kuchen war geradezu bombastisch. Und die Nachfrage danach erstarkte drastisch. Barbara eröffnete noch im selben Jahr eine Bar und nannte sie Barbaras Rhabarberbar.
In der Stadt gab es auch ein paar Barbaren, die hatten von Barbaras Rhabarberbar erfahren. Und da sie fortan jeden Tag bei Barbara waren, nannte man sie bald die Rhabarber-Barbaren.
In den Folgejahren ließen die Barbaren nach und nach ihr barbarisches Gebaren fahren. Sie waren, behauptete Barbara, fast noch sympathischer als Barbapapa.
Aber die Barbaren waren stark behaart und hatten alle einen struppigen Barbarenbart.
Gar nicht apart.
Daraufhin schickte Barbara ihre Barbarenfreunde zum Barbarenbart-Barbier.
Der frisierte den Barbaren sogar den ganzen Kopf in seinem Barbarenbart-Barbier-Barbershop. Er war zwar ein fürchterlicher Laberkopf, aber der Bart war danach total tipptopp.
Darauf luden die Barbaren ihren Bart-Barbier fein nach getaner Arbeit noch in die Rhabarber-Bar ein.
Da tranken sie dann gemeinsam an der Bar noch ein Bier, die Rhabarber-Barbaren und der Bart-Barbier.
Und aßen dazu bar jeder Barbarei ein Stück Rhabarberkuchen.
Ich glaube, es waren zwei.
Ja, da wurden sogar ganz harte Männer nahbar.
Und das alles dank Barbaras Rhabarber.
Drei Barbaren und der Bart-Barbier saßen eines Abends an der Bar bei einem Bier. Da kam die Polizei, ja, wo wart denn ihr? Drei Barbaren und der Bart-Barbier.
Well, wasn't that splendid? That was Bodo Wartke featuring Marty Fisher with Barbara's Rhubarb Bar. Rhubarb like crumble, you see. So thank you very much to Dodds for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Art De Echo with Honeycomb from 2025, suggested by Giflian. So thank you very much, Giflian. That Bodo Wartke track was great. I seem to remember Troggy showing me that one on TikTok. Well, it would have been 2 years ago, a couple of years ago. But that's very satisfying. I don't understand German. I don't speak any German at all. But that was ridiculously satisfying, and I'm prepared to accept it. This next one was suggested by one of them fresh Jeffries that you get these days. So congratulations to Joe B for suggesting a tune. You get the clap. This, as suggested by Joe B, is DNCE with Cake by the Ocean.
Masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
Keep on hoping with me. playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
You spent the year in Mexico and I spent it breaking up. Since you've been back, we're getting close, but it's still not close enough. Been chewing all my words so they don't ever leave my mouth. But if it's now or never then, it might as well be now. You should come a little closer while the summer's still sweet. Before the season's over, come and be my strawberry dream. Cause someone's gonna leave you high and someone's gonna leave you low, low. But it's killing me not to know. So come a little closer while the summer's still sweet. Before the season's over, come and be my strawberry dream. Cause someone's gonna leave you high and someone's gonna leave you low, but not me. So come and be my strawberry dream. We take awkward silences and turn them into art. If I'm some kind of Bridget Jones, then you would be my mark. I'm waiting for that morning text, you're waiting for a call. But if we never make a move,
Strawberry Dream. Dagny? Dagny? I don't know, actually. I'm not entirely sure how we're pronouncing it. It's Norwegian. So, yeah, it's very good. Very enjoyed that. Very much enjoyed that. That was suggested by yet another Fresh Jeffrey here on the playlist. So thank you very much to David Cohen. You get the clap. Who actually did co-sign the previous track as well, DNCE, Cake by the Ocean, which was this week's most suggested tune, suggested by Joe B, David Cohen, Miss Melanie H and Floating Onion. So thank you very much to all of you for that suggestion. It was a very nice tune. 2016, Rachel. Rachel in the chat was saying that she remembers it from 2018 and her dreaming of moving to Denmark, where she now lives. So congratulations, Rachel, on realising your dreams. In fact, tell you what, Rachel, you can have the clap for realising your dreams. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and I'm playing lots of music. And in fact, speaking of Rachel, this one was suggested by her. This is Artemis Munoz with Yogurt, and it is good.
Something has gone very, very wrong in the making of this yogurt. It's sort of half-formed and kind of sludgy. Kinda looks like it came out the rear end of a budgie. And why is it here in this room for me to unpack in my cabaret? I can't believe we didn't notice the fumes. Ugh. And I think it would be better if I threw it away. culture. Could it be that there wasn't enough? Could it have something to do with Malta or Chile? Oh God, it's just dawned on me, the yogurt's a metaphor. Mediterranean, Latinx, played an Australian, but I never quite fit it. If I called myself white, my dad might cry a little. A bit of this, a bit of that, but not enough of either sort. And just like this yogurt, I never quite formed. Say I'm a person of color, my mother might call me crazy. My problem's multicultural. Something has gone very, very wrong in the making of this human. They think their background makes them special, but they were fucking born here and were raised with that potential. And their skin's heckin' pale, it's not brown or white passing, that's crap. You are what other people say. I can't believe they thought that they were allowed to identify that way. Could it be hearing folks like my family be brought up inside a crap racist jokes? Could it be how I never learned language or history? My folks, they chose blending in, so I never could quite feel at home. Mediterranean, Latinx, plain Australian, but I never quite fit it. If I call myself white, my dad might die a little. A bit of this, a bit of that, but not enough of either sort. And just like this yogurt, I never quite form. Say I'm a person of colour, my mother might call me crazy. My problem's multicultural. Out to suburban and also just confusion. I've wondered this all my life, what the hell I say when they ask me where I'm from, and Melbourne's not okay. And I've never seen before the same ethnicity, that's both Chilean and Maltese, except my sisters, and that's a strange existence. I try to go to events to find community, Latino Mediterranean, no one's quite like me, until I met some others also in that in between. A bit of this, a bit of that, we don't need to be either sort. Though how this that's may be different, we see each other like we've never been seen before. It's complex, not complicated. Can't believe that I ignored. The answer's multicultural.
The Playlist.
One giant leap for mankind.
Who was think they want us to take it first.
I'm not singing and you're not singing.
Come on, could be fun.
No, do not.
Never had corn pudding.
Why?
And it may be a waste, but if you've got some extra.
Extra?
I sure would like a taste.
Oh, she sure would like a taste.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
When I was a puppy, I used to enjoy reading about Winnie the Pooh. He's a bear, like Fozzie Bear, but, well, not very much like Fozzie Bear. This is a song he would sing when somebody would say something he didn't quite understand. He could have said, "What?" or "I beg your pardon." But Pooh would instead sing this song, which he made up for singing when his brain felt fluffy. Goes like this. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. A fly can't bird, but a bird can fly. Ask me a riddle, and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. Now this is where the song changes key, what we call a modulation. That's G sharp minor. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. A fish can't whistle and neither can I. Ask me a riddle and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie. Why does a chicken? I don't know why. Ask me a riddle and I reply. Coddleston, Coddleston, Coddleston pie.
Well, that was splendid. That was Ralph from the Muppets with Coddleston pie, as suggested by White Wolf. Thank you very much, White Wolf. Ahead of that was yet another Fresh Jeffrey. Thank you very much to Laura underscore 2222, who created a Mastodon account just to be able to post that suggestion. Bravo. Thank you, Laura. That was Cecily Strong. Well, the cast of Schmigadoon with Corn Puddin'. I've not seen Schmigadoon. I think it was an Apple TV one, wasn't it? But it did look quite fun. But somehow it slipped on by. So maybe I'll go back and look that up. And ahead of that was Artemis Munoz. Munoz? Munoz. Anyway, them. With yogurt, as they pronounce it, as suggested by Rachel. So thank you very much, Rachel, for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Troggy and is great. Probably, I think it's possibly his fourth or fifth outing on this show at this point. This is Weird Al Yankovic.
Some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat.
yourself the blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it.
Incomparable Weird Al Yankovic with Eat It, listing a number of puddings there. So thank you very much, Troggy, for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Art McCray, so thank you very much, Andy, for suggesting The Sweet. Because, you know, sweet. You get it? you know, I very nearly played the Tia Carrera version of that from Wayne's World just because it's great and I haven't heard it in a long time. But no, you know, I stuck to the one that was suggested. Thank you very much, Andy, for that suggestion. That was The Sweet with Ballroom Blitz. Was it Sweet? I don't know whether there was a definitive article there, so I'll have to check. Anyway, yeah, so thank you very much for that suggestion. That was very good. This is The Playlist. I'm here for another, 12 minutes. Yeah, 12 minutes now. So I've got three more tracks to play. So actually, I guess I've worked it out pretty well. This next one, it was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Thank you for the suggestion, Sharon. I've not seen your name on this list for far too long. Pick it up. Come on, chop chop. This is Led Zeppelin, Custard Pie. From Led Zeppelin. Thank you very much, Sharon, for that suggestion. That was Custard Pie from 1975. Wonderful. Right, so on to matters of great importance. Next week's theme, which is... car washing. As suggested by Nikki quote. Now, I'm interested to see where this goes. There's the obvious one that I can think of that I suspect is going to be the most suggested track next week. I'm interested to see where you go with car washing. I suspect Nikki was only joking when he suggested it as a theme, because he'd just been through a car wash and was listening to music. But I liked it, and also I've got nothing left in my list, so I've got to do some thinking in the next week or so and come up with some more themes. Next week's theme is car washing. Use the hashtag the playlist suggestion, and we'll see what meagre offerings we can come up with that isn't just 2 hours of that one song, or that one song and a very famous cover of the one song on a loop. Anyway, this is was suggested by Roy too, so thank you very much, Roy, for the suggestion of Dana Louise and the Glorious Birds with Sweetest Thing. And no, it is not a cover of the U2 song, thankfully.
You are the sweetest thing I've ever seen all day. You've been walking through my dreams. You are the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Pretty, wasn't it? That was Dana Louise and the Glorious Birds with Sweetest Thing. That was from 2015. It forever amazes me that there's a whole bunch of tunes out there that I've never heard before, and they're great, and they've been there for years, and like, I listen to music all the time. It's great. I love music so much. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to the show this week. It has been a radio show that was broadcast. So, back next week for more of the same. If you're listening live, if you are one of the live Clives, 7 o'clock UK time here at djdarren.site. If you are listening on the podcast, then thank you very much. You're pushing up my numbers and making me popular. That's all I care about. I will leave you with this glorious suggestion from Davey Bott. Thank you very much. Catch you next week. This is Eileen Barton. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do.
Celebrated for its excellence.